Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, Jesus, yes, there's something about that name. Those of you that know it, you know what I'm talking about. I call him Master, Savior, Jesus. It's like the fragrance after the rain. His name is Jesus. Jesus. Let all heaven and earth proclaim. Yeah, there's something about it. When I call him in the midnight hour, there's something about it. Give that name praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Whew, I feel the anointing in this place.
Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God right now. Hallelujah, that we're still here, amen. We still have breath in our body. We still have life. Come on, enter in with all faith on today. Trusting God for a mighty move in your life and those in your family right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Will you trust them on today? Hallelujah, for the morning. Will you trust them for the healing? Will you trust them for the breakthrough, amen? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, will you trust them for the turnaround? Come on, family, entry in on today. Hallelujah, lift up your hands right now. Surrender all over to God, withholding nothing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, come on, let us sing hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah, let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with songs, for the Lord is the great God. Hallelujah. He's the great king above all gods. He's the king of kings and the Lord of lords. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end and the author and the finish of our faith. In his hand of the deep places of the earth, the heights of the hills are his. Also the sea is his, for he made it. In his hand from the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our maker, for he is our God and we are his people. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Today, if you will hear the voice of the Lord, hallelujah, receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God. We come with all faith on today. Oh, Lord, we come surrendering all over to you right now, withholding nothing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name for the God that you would change us, oh Lord, and make us more like you. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made. Amen. For we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in
and our families. We thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh Lord. Oh Lord, we thank you that you're with us and your word says that you'll never leave us or forsake us. Lord, we come this morning, oh God, that we may be changed. Oh Lord, open up the channels of our spirit right now. Let there be a great pouring in, oh God. Fill us with thy glory, thy Shekinah glory to overflow, that all will know and see that we are your children. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah to your name, God. And Father God, we come praying with a heart of repentance this morning, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come praying with a hallelujah, a prayer of thanksgiving and forgiveness on today, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, all glory to your name, oh God. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. We come in humility and fear and trembling, acknowledging our sins against you and others. We truly repent with God in sorrow that we have hurt you through our ways. We choose to forgive those who perceive have hurt or harmed us or and our friends and loved ones. Amen. We ask you to forgive them and bless them the way you desire to forgive and bless them. We ask you to forgive us, amen, of our sins against you and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, let not your Holy Spirit depart from us. It hurts, oh Lord. It hurts us, Lord, to know that we have hurt you. We are so very sorry. We repent and turn. We choose not to ever do this again. Help us, Lord God. Please, Lord, to not sin against you. Lord, call us to go in your paths of righteousness, not seeking our own way, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, restore us to walk in your courts. Oh Heavenly Father, renew a right spirit within us, amen, with a right heart, a contrite and humble heart, to know you and to serve you all the days of our lives, amen. Cause us, Lord, to walk on the high places with you, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we can't take your high yard of worship, we can't thank your number yet till we take it. Lord, we pray according to your word in Ephesians 1:17-23, that you will give each of us a spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of Christ Jesus. We pray that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened so that we can know what is the hope of the calling of Christ Jesus and his riches of glory of Christ Jesus and his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power towards us who believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you probably that you raised Jesus Christ from the dead, amen, and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places for above all principality, power and mighty dominion, in every name that is named, amen. Not only in this age, but also in the age which is to come, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you put all things under the feet of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, who fills all in all, to God be the glory, amen. Heavenly Father, open up our eyes that we may see how great you are and how complete your provision is for us. We thank you that the victory that is our Lord Jesus Christ has won for us from the cross, and his resurrection has been given to us, and we are seated with Lord Jesus Christ in heavenly places right now. Heavenly Father, by faith and independence upon you, we put off the flesh and works of the old man and woman and send unto you all the victory of the crucifixion where the Lord Jesus Christ provided cleansing from the old nature. We put on ourselves the new man and woman, amen, and we stand unto all the victory of the resurrection and the provision that Jesus Christ has made for us. Heavenly Father, we put off all forms of selfishness and we put on ourselves the new nature of Jesus Christ with his love. Amen. We put off all forms of fear and we put on the new nature of Jesus Christ with his courage. Amen. We put off all forms of lust and we put on the new nature with his righteousness, purity, and honesty. Hallelujah. We're trusting you to show each of us how to accomplish this in our daily lives. In every way we stand in the victory of the intention and glorification of the Lord Jesus Christ, whereby all principalities and powers are made subject to Christ Jesus. We claim our place in Christ Jesus, victorious with him over all the enemies of our souls. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would fill us right now. Come into our lives. Break down every idol. Cast out every soul and continue to lead us in prayer. We are thankful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Heavenly Father, for the expression of your will for our daily lives that you have shown us in your word. By the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, we claim all the will and destiny thankful, God, for each of us. We are thankful that you have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. We are, hallelujah, thankful that you have begotten us unto a living hope by the resurrection of Christ Jesus from the dead. We are thankful that you made a provision for us so that we can be filled with the Spirit of God with love, joy, peace, with long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, with meekness, faithfulness, and self-control in our lives. We recognize that it is your will for us, and we therefore reject and resist all the efforts of Satan and his wicked spirits to rob us of the will of God. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to put a hedge of protection around our lives to protect us from the enemy of all accusation of distortions, insinuations in lives. We claim the fullness of the will of God for our lives and those in our family as well. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we complete the surrender ourselves to you, Heavenly Father, as a living sacrifice. We choose not to be conformed to this world. We choose to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And we pray that you will show us your will, enable us to walk in your will. And that's in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind our will to the will of God. And we bind our minds to the mind of Christ. To God be the glory. Hallelujah to your name, God. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. Come now and make your residence in us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we blind the eyes of the evil watcher right now. We silence his mouth. We deafen his ears. He will not be able to locate us in the spirit of the natural. He will not be able to hear our prayers and conversations unless we speak directly to him. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, he will not be able to speak no evil against our lives or those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, anyone that's been sent by the camp of Satan, let them be pushed, let them be cut down and pushed back right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we pray for a healing this morning. Lord, we know you to be a healer. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let healing spring forth right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Let healing spring up right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, Lord, let our hearts be with the rhythm of life. Lord, speak to the blood on today. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we know that life of the flesh is in the blood. Oh, Lord, speak to the blood that healing may be. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say, thank you. Let us not grow feeble, God. We grow strong in you, Lord God. We just declare the crowd, we are struck, that we are healed. We declare the crowd that we're strong in the Lord. Amen. For the power of his might. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Lord, we ask, oh, God, that you'll make a way out of nowhere. For we know you to be a way making, God. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name. Oh, Lord, deliver us and those in our family from all that's not of you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We command every high and lofty thought, vain imagination, every thought that exalts itself against you, Lord, to come down right now to the obedience of the mind of Christ in us. We command these thoughts to cease their labors in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So be still. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, according to John 14 and 14, to supply your anointing right now to and to destroy all evil bondages, yokes, chains, fetters, anklets, bands, all evil works, roots, fruits, tentacles, and links out of, outward and away from us, along with any darkness, darts, arrows, things, claws, spears, bars, lies of the enemy, anything not your truth, evil imprisoned, evil impression, wrong mindsets, pain, aches, false memories, and wrong mindsets. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask your Holy Spirit to convict us and reveal to us what you desire and need us to be free of. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the blood covered Psalm 91 and the healing balm of Gilead, over in, through, and about us, those in our family and loved ones, our homes, our cars, our lands, our properties, our vehicles, our pets, our animals, workplaces, finances, everywhere we trust to go today, is a hedge of protection against the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask you, Lord, to render powerless and harmless. The enemy cannot hear us or come near us the rest of the day or until tomorrow afternoon, even when we come back together to pray again. Lord, fill us with your presence. There's a passage. Hallelujah right now, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Fill us with your peace that surpasses all understanding. Cause us to think on the things that are good and pure and on above. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. Hallelujah to your name, God. We ask you, Lord, to rebuke all infirmity, affliction, inflammation, sicknesses, disease, disorder, Waters syndrome of any kind, abnormal cells, radical cells, abnormal growth, radical growth, and cancer out of and away from us and those in our family right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We curse any infection in our body and command them to die at the roots and leave our bodies in a normal way right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree in the fact that we are healed, we are delivered and set free. Hallelujah to your name, God. We bless your holy name. By faith we receive our healing. Oh, Lord, I ask so today that you increase our faith right now to receive the more. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. Release your healing virtue, your healing miracle, God, your miracle virtue into our bodies and those that we love and concerned about, every family member, a loved one, oh God, that's dealing with any type of sickness known or unknown to man, pain, ache, discomfort right now, oh God. Release your healing virtue, your healing miracle virtue, oh God, your healing anointing, oh God, right now into our bodies, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. We ask you to make us whole, restore every organ, every cell, every gland, every ligament, every muscle, every nerve, every bone in our body, and bring everything in total alignment, complete alignment, the way you created us, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, I plow the blood of Jesus Christ over every organ, every cell, every gland, every muscle, every ligament, every bone in our bodies, whether there's any sickness, disease, infection, virus, abnormal cells, radical stress, infirmity, or affliction of any kind, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father. We thank you. We ask you to fill us now with your Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to put a hedge of protection around our loved ones. And hallelujah, let your hedge of protection of God remain. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We decree and declare your goodness right now. We decree and declare with all faith that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that we will not be denied. Amen. We will not take any substitute to count of this, for we are co-heirs to the kingdom of God. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. Clothed in this power and authority of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise and deal by the stripes of Jesus. We're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. Amen. We don't owe anyone anything but to love them. Amen. We're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Father God. We bless your name, Lord. We decree the credit. Blessings are running us down and taking us over. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have favor with God and with mankind. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, do a new thing in us right now, Lord. Hi, another little shot down my heart. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, let us speak with a new tongue, oh, Lord. See with new eyes and hear with new ears. Let us speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that even when we open up our mouths, those hallelujah, that operate with the kingdom of Satan are in the kingdom of Satan with tremor. Hallelujah. They will flee. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Of that, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. Father God, I pray on today, all that have an ear to hear, oh Lord, let them hear and receive on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, help us. And we come against every spirit of fear. Hallelujah. We come against every spirit of oppression, depression. We come against every spirit, every worrying spirit. We come against every spirit of limitation, procrastination, stagnation, every kindred spirit, unteachable spirit, spirit of destruction, spirit of death, spirit of sickness and disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, and virus. We come against every spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation, every spirit of anger, rage, and wrath, bitterness, resentment, jealousy, competitiveness, gluttony, huddled mammon. We come against every spirit of Jezebel, every marine spirit. We come against every constricting spirit. We come against the spirit of Balaam. We come against every spirit that's operating left in our family line, our bloodline, outside the Holy Spirit right now. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree in the prayer of his deliverance. We decree in the prayer of victory on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We shout glory, hallelujah, because the victory is won. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the victory. Hallelujah. We claim our victory in faith through our salvation and his shed blood of all these things right now. And we decree in the prayer according to Joel 22, verse 27 and 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ in his holy name. And we thank you for it, Lord. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, that you would be our strength. But Lord, everyone that's on the line today, oh God, hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you be our strength, oh God. Let us receive supernatural strength. Amen. Supernatural healing. Supernatural blessings. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we thank you for restoration on today. Lord, let this be a time of refreshing. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we receive it by faith. And we thank you for, Lord. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that your blessings are not going and coming on today. And all that will be traveling on today, oh God, hallelujah, that are traveling right now. Oh Lord, bless us in our going and coming on today. Let us receive traveling grace and mercies to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form of transportation we may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in and around about in every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building or place, everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, Lord, you shall condemn, and we thank you for, Lord, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and it is so, and it shall be no other way. We decree and declare turn around on today, and that breakthrough has come, amen, that we are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory, amen, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that we are blessed beyond measure. Amen. Hallelujah. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things for sale. And the promises of God, the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Hi, come on, right where you are right now, family, if you just praise Him. Will you just praise Him? You know, you just lift up your hands right now and just thank God. Hallelujah. You're still here. We're still here. Hallelujah. We're still here. Amen. Hallelujah. Nobody got a phone call about you, amen. Hallelujah. Nobody got a phone call about you. We're still here, amen. Nobody got a phone call saying that, hallelujah, cousin so-and-so, ain't so-and-so, mama so-and-so. Nobody got a call about us. We are still here, and while we still have time, hallelujah, I pray on today that you make a choice to serve God and just praise Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God. Will you take the time out this morning, family? If you'll come aside right now from every distraction and just give God this moment right here and just praise Him. I will call by my song. Right time, I'm a higher. Right there, right there. If you just take this moment, I mean, whatever it is that you got your hands on, if you just give God this moment right here, I'm talking about, hallelujah, I'm talking about every distraction, whatever it is right here, say, child, sit down, whatever's going on, sit down right there. I just got to pray something. Oh, we bless your name, Father God. Come on, lift up your voice on this call today. Come on, lift up your voice on this call this morning and give God some praise.
God, mighty God.
Yes, Lord. I'm so excited to be here this morning. Just thanking God for the new, amen, new mercies and new grace. Hallelujah. I just can't help but to shout and thank you. Amen, family. Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. I will not be on the line with you all alone this morning. Literally, I have to leave out of here in 5 minutes. We have a production today, and I got to get to going. But I definitely wanted to be in position for the call today, and I thank you all for your understanding in advance. Amen. But I am going to call your name. We want to know how you're doing and how you're being.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, Bernadette, God bless you. How you doing and how you been?
God bless you this morning. I'm doing good, amen. Doing great, doing fine. And I thank the Lord for everything, the whole world. I thank the Lord. I give him all the praise.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. So good to hear your voice this Saturday morning. Lord, God kept you. And God will continue to keep you. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Amber, God bless you both. How y'all doing and how you been?
Good morning. We're doing good, Mama.
Good morning.
You want to say good morning?
Good morning.
We're doing good.
Good morning, Amber. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning.
We're doing good. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We love y'all. We thank God for you. So good to hear y'all voice this morning. Pray that God will just continue to bless you all. And God will continue to be your strength. Amen. Your peace. Amen. May joy, the joy of the Lord overtake you both. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. Good morning. Good morning, Tawanika. To God be the glory. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. My mom and I have had a good week. To God be the glory. We're still here one more time. I'm just grateful. God bless us all. God keep us.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, God. Yes, Lord. God bless you. We love you. Thank God for you. I pray that God will just continue to work miracles in you and for you and all that you love and concerned about. In the name of Jesus Christ, bless you with long life, good health and strength, wholeness and newness of life to you and all that you love and concerned about. It's in Jesus' name.
I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Cousin Sean Denise, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been?
Good morning, family. Good morning. I am so happy to be on here this morning. Last weekend, I was sitting in the emergency room in Atlanta, but God is a good God and a healing God. Thank God for his grace and mercy. I thank the Lord every day for you, and I thank God for my family. So I am so thankful this morning of God's
grace. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It was so good to see you on the line this morning. And I reached out to you, you know, this week to see how you were doing. I know that God had already taken care of it. Oh, so we just thank God for you to hear you on the line today, testifying the goodness of the Lord. God is a healer. She is a waymaker, promise keeper. I will lighten the darkness. So I pray that God will continue to bless you with long life as well, good health and strength, wholeness. Newness of life. May the joy and the peace of God overtake you and all that you come in contact with in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. We love you and we thank God for you. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Mama Carolyn, God bless you, Mama. How you doing and how you been?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I'm good. Good morning from Houston to Louisiana to Indiana. I guess I'm saying it right.
Indiana.
And I'm so grateful, just like you say, no phone calls through the night. Everybody's well.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Mama. We love you. Thank God for you. I am going to be running by your house here soon, so I'll hang up here. I'll take care of some things. But God bless you. I love you. I pray that this God will continue to be your strength. That God will work a miracle in your home, in your marriage, in your husband, in his body, in your body, that all will see and know that God did it. Amen. A miracle of healing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome back. How you doing and how you been? Cousin Kim?
Good morning. Good morning, family. God bless. God bless. Thank you. And I'm
good
so
morning.
Happy to be back. And please forgive me when I'm away from the line, but I am praying for the family and thinking about the family.
Amen.
So I just thank God for another chance for us to be here together again here
Amen.
On the line. And just thank God and love you all.
Amen. God bless you. We love you, too. So good to have you back. I pray that God will just continue to use you mighty for his glory, to always see and know that you belong to him. Amen. God bless you and your family. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Aunt Eliza Jane, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family.
Good morning,
Good morning.
Aunt Jane.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Moving around. I thank God for this prayer line and
thank you, Lord.
All of my family. This good to hear we all are doing well. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. Ain't Eliza Day. We love you so much and we thank God for you. So good to hear your voice. I just pray that God will just continue to bless you with long life and just peace and joy, and God take your protection, be around you and your children and grandchildren and all that you love and concerned about. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm blessed and I'm feeling good in my body. And I'm glad to hear everyone on the phone is doing good. And I thank the Lord. And I'm glad that all of my aunties on the line. And I want to ask for Brenda Singh. I said, do you want another daughter? Because you are my mother.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
You are my daughter. Yes. You are
Amen.
My mama.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. He got much work to do. She's fully grown, so I'll take it.
That's right. Oh, 75 years old. Yeah.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. That's a blessing. God bless you. God keep you, Cousin Doretha. We love you so much, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Cousin Connie and Aunt Anthony, God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing and how you been?
Ella, how you feeling, Mama? It's your time.
Oh, I'm feeling fine.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Y'all,
all right.
God bless you. God to hear family on the line, and we still among the land of the living.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank the Lord. God is so good to us. His family is so blessed. Amen. I just want us to lift up, the regulars that's on the line, like Cousin Earlene, and I pray that God bless her, and Jamil, and Twan, and Classy, and Sister Sharon Gordon, and their families and our household. Just pray that God will continue to move mighty in their lives and the peace of God and the joy of the Lord reign in every area of their lives. And just pray all is well with them, amen, and that they will be restored back, you know, in position in this line on Saturday. So we just thank God in advance for it all. Amen. Like I said, I can't be on the line long, but I thank you, family, for allowing me to be able to leave off a little bit early on today, but I do want to pray.
Amen.
I do want to give ourselves scripture, and also I'm going to pray a prayer for deliverance from mental barriers. Some of us are dealing with mental barriers. I have a mind that thinks of all kinds of stuff, and it's going all night and day. It doesn't cut off. So I'm going to pray for our mind, you know, and for our children and their mind. A lot of people are dealing with different mental issues. So we definitely want to pray for that deliverance. Amen. Our scripture today is coming out the book of Galatians chapter 5, and it's only one scripture this morning, which is going to be verse 7. So it's Galatians chapter 5, verse 7. It says, you ran well.
Amen.
Who hindered you from obeying the truth? You ran well. who hindered you from obeying the truth. I want us to understand, family, what this means and understanding of this scripture. You know, there are people that you allow yourself to be connected to, and they will hinder you in your walk with Christ. They have been to hinder you in your walk. That you start seeing, you see yourself at one moment you're zealous for the Lord, you're in position and you're praying and you're in your word, and you got those certain people they'll even say, "Child, I can't wait for you to stop being saved. How long you gonna be saved? How long you gonna be praying?" They've come to hinder you, and before you know it, you're talking like them, you're acting like them, you've come out of that place. The Bible says you ran well, but who hindered you from obeying the truth? It's not like you don't know the truth. It's not like you don't know the way. You have decided because those that you've connected yourself to. The Bible says in verse 9, it says, a little leaven leaveth the whole lump. A little leaven leaveth the whole lump. And in verse 12 said, I could wish that those who trouble you would even cut themselves off. We need to cut themselves off. See, because sometimes you're not strong enough to cut them off because that's your friend, and you know they know what you like because that's the old you. But you have been transformed by the renewing of your mind. You're not the same anymore. You there's no need for you to go back to that or any of that. Amen. He said, I wish that those who trouble you would even cut themselves off. You'll find people they won't even want to deal with you no more because of your walk. All of a sudden, you're like, why is this person not talking to me? What's going on? They've been cut off, and they cut themselves off. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. That's my prayer. Anything that's not of God that has hindered you in your walk, let it be cut off in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. I pray today, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of your word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we come, oh God, hallelujah, on today, not just praying for ourselves, but those in our family as well, oh God, all that we love, all that we're connected to, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, set us free, oh God, and those in our family and loved ones from every evil spirit that is trying to program negative thoughts into our mind. Set us free from every evil spirit trying to restrict and cap our life by influencing our mindset. Lord, please remove every negative mindset, every negative seed that has been planted by the enemy wherever it was planted. Lord, I pray that, hallelujah, that you will break down every barrier, every way that the devil has set up because of situations that the devil caused to happen in our lives and those in our family and loved ones. Lord, hallelujah, let us be set free completely, Lord God, and let there be a total deliverance from past mindsets, from limitations, from barriers being set up in our minds, like any physical barriers, be it sickness or any physical barriers around us. We thank you, Lord God, that the barriers are right now are coming down and we're making progress, and those in our family and our children and grandchildren, all that we love and connected to, are making progress. And we thank you, Lord God, for total deliverance. Lord, remove every barrier that any evil spirit is causing us or those in our family and loved ones not to progress in goodness. Lord, set us free completely, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, remove every barrier that you did not set up, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Let us receive a miracle right now from you, Father God, a miracle of freedom, a miracle of being set free of the power and the strength found in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior, and we thank you for it, Lord. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over our mind and thoughts, that our thoughts be pure, righteous, holy unto you, Heavenly Father, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, family. You all have a blessed day in the Lord until we meet again on next Saturday. I pray the blessing of God be with you, overtaking
you. God bless you. God keep
overtaking you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray for my family as I'm praying for your family. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the confidence that you are a child of God. Your tomorrows are going to be filled with joy. Your peace, hallelujah, filled with peace and accomplishing beyond anything you can possibly imagine. You are living in the kingdom of glory where Jesus Christ is Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
To God be the glory. We love you. Thank God for you.
Oh, I love you.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say it.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah.
King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed.